Zeichen nicht was Avi Moria can be so pilchus, Zeichen nicht was Daniel and Shade of us here, Shul Falak. Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, good to see everybody.
Good morning.
Okay, today we're going to continue Schiris for Kablonis, Packet Bays. This coming week, Bez Hashem, we're going to finally get I owe Rav Meir Kesem and I owe you the Tohamea Chaim Zochu. So they were finally going to get to that packet this week, Bez Hashem. And after that, what we're going to do is we're going to do Chazara. Chino, whatever, so we're going to start. So we're going to finish up this packet. I'm going to do Chazara during the week, and then it's sort of the middle of the way that we'll start doing a Chazara from the beginning of the year, and we'll go over everything, so it'll, you know, when you have Chazara, it puts everything together in perspective. We'll do that. But Meir asked me to speak about the inyan of tasting the Macholei Cholov on the Macholei Shabbos, rather, on Erev Shabbos, Tohamea Chaim Zochu, and where that comes from. You know, to take a little taste of the Cholent, a little taste of the Kishka, you know, on Friday. And where? What's that all about? To Amech Chaim Zochu. So, we were talking about the difference of Schiris and Kablonis. We said that that Kablonis is different. In other words, if you tell a guy to, you give him money, he's a paid worker to do something for you. So then you have to. And if you pay him by the day, then, and he's working for you on Shabbos, that's a violation of Amir Lakum. Amir Lakum. And, you know, recently I've been getting a lot of Amir Lakum shilas. People are wanting to know a lot about, they still have the tents, you know, to daven in the tent. And now it's getting colder, so now they're getting these heaters. And they're afraid that Chas V'Sholom, you know, the heaters can come on fire and stuff like that. So the question of getting the Goyim to regulate the profane heaters on Shabbos, people who are still not going inside shuls. And so throughout the summer, we managed. With the, you know, the weather was, you know, but now that things are starting to get cold, so there are a lot of Amir Lakum shilas. My general shita is that, you know, we have to be very careful with pikuach nefesh and fires and things like that. And but this has become now one of the popular shilas that the people are asking about the heating elements in the tents. And to make sure that it's safe, and I tell people if you know it's more important than the safety of the of these things, then and if you need to get the guy to turn it off and on, then that's going to be the safety of the community, then so be it, you know, because Chas V'Sholom, I'm not a bucky in how these things, the safety of these things, but. I can imagine that Chas V'Sholom, that something happens like that, that it could cause, tremendous things could of negativity could happen. So we got to make sure. Anyone who's a Talmud of Nine knows that when it comes to fire, we're very machmir, you know, to make sure that you keep it very safe. Because there's so many fires that came about, you know, people, you know, do bedikas chametz with fire, and that could be a tremendous hazard. People, different Chanukah licht is another area that could be a tremendous hazard. So now we have a new thing that becomes an issue of the day, and that's. The tents, the having the heaters in the tents, etc. So have to keep it safe. But if somebody is doing something with Kablanus, he's not hiring him for the day. He's hiring him for the job. So he said, when we do something with Kablanus, so then... So then that really should be mutter, because you're not hiring for the day, you're hiring for the job, and that should be more of as far as l'hakel. It's just that there's a marasayin that it looks like you're doing it by schiras. So then we discussed all those things. So, and then we discussed whether, in other words, what if you have workers that are working for Kabladis, but then those workers hire Schir Yom. So then the Marshak says that could be a problem, because it has to be, you know, that's more of an issue. Okay, so there is a famous piece in the Beis Meir about Amir La'akum. We should take a look, and then the Chasam Sofer. The Beis Meir is on page 15. So take a look on page 15 of the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir was one of Gedolei HaPoskim. Mayor Posner, he was, you know, contemporary of Rabbi Akiva Eger, and it's one of the Gedolei HaPoskim. I think people don't look in the Beis Meir enough. That's what I claim. That the Beis Meir has to be learned more often than it has. So, with that in mind, we're going to learn something from the Beis Meir here on page 15. Okay, take a look. So we said that there is a concept of yesh lichus la'akum l'chumra. That when it comes to... normally we say shlichus is only applied to a Yisrael. If you can make a shlich. But there's no shlichus la'akum. But lagabe certain halachas, we say that there's shlichus la'akum l'chumra. So let us see what that is referring to. We mitam shlichus l'choshev k'osu batzma ein shlich l'dvar avera. So to go a little further. He says, the first word in the line is Ratzisi. On page 15, where the arrow is, keep going a little further down, the first word in the line is Ratzisi. He says, Ratzisi lomar de be'issa Shabbos, lo shach klal be'inu Yehudi tzad shlichas dvar avera. The davka be'avera sheha maisa mitza'atzma mituav, la mokam baruchu dumya desiris ochasima. Where there's certain things that the maisa is not a proper maisa, for example, sirus to castrate, an animal of sorts, ochasima, right? Lo sachsom shor bedisho. You're not allowed to muzzle the animal while it's doing work. Vafil osa eno yehudi kedi. So even if you ask a guy to muzzle the animal for you. You ask a guy to castrate. You know, that's the big question. There are some people who have a desire to become veterinarians. Who want to be shomer Torah mitzvah. So this is one of the big problems that exist in this field. Because... veterinarians are going to have to castrate and things like that. You go to doctors. A lot of people, you know, they own a dog, so they're afraid the dog is going to, I just saw on Shabbos, you see two dogs together and they get all excited and they could have, the person only wants one dog, he doesn't want 10 dogs. So they go to the veterinarian and they get it. So that's a big problem. So, and if the veterinarian's a guy, so what's the story? Personally, I mean, I don't know. I'm not into, I don't, pardon me if I don't mean to offend anyone if you have a dog, but I'm not from the believers of, from Jews having a dog, because I feel a dog just takes away the aura of Kedusha in the home. And a dog takes away the aura of Kedusha. And that's why I try to recommend people not to have dogs. In fact, if I ever would ask Rav Abadi Shlita a question about a dog, he would never answer me, because he says a frum Jew shouldn't have a dog. So he wouldn't. He would never answer a shayla about a dog. He wouldn't even get to the shayla, because if he's not gorious that what you did is right, then he won't get to the second stage of dealing with the shayla. Okay, I don't know if anyone here has or doesn't have. I don't mean to offend anybody, but I do believe that the Jewish home has to have kedusha, and it's very important to keep the kedusha of the home. And I feel that certain things that people can bring into the home could stare the kedusha of the home, and therefore, I think a dog could be one of them. So that's my. and again, I say I'm always sensitive when I say these things, because I know there are people, a lot of people have dogs, and I don't mean to offend anybody, but this is just a feeling that I'd like to share with you. So, I still respect you, even if you have a dog, and but this is something that that's my opinion.
Wait, should we take this off the recording?
No, you don't have to take off the recording. Usually, I say it when I give a shiur on Shabbos, so then there's no recording. Okay. It's something to think about, and I want a person to understand it, not to just understand why I feel this way. My little son wanted some goldfish, so I let him have some, even though I don't know if that's the best thing either. Maybe it's all, I don't know, is that But a dog just stares the whole atmosphere. Fish, I don't know the story of this type of fish, I don't know. But just it stares the atmosphere of the house. In this generation, unfortunately, you have so many lonely people that they do it to be for camaraderie. And it's chaval that people have to come on to that, everyone should hopefully have live people to interact with, and it's sad. I understand what people, it's much more now than when I was a kid growing up, of people who have dogs, and in the modern Orthodox community, it's much, much greater. I remember when I growing up, there was one person in the whole shul who had a dog. One person. So, I didn't have what we have today. So, okay, but we get, so Sirus, so what's the din if you ask a non-Jew to be Masaris the dog? Tavka Be'usha Maisa Mitza'asim Amatu of Lamokom. If the Maisa is Osir, it's disgusting. Dum the Sirus or Chasima. Fafilu also eno Yehudi kid isa tosefus tosus perik pola bosser duleisha muchach with also lagavov mchal dehedjet shori shachlo also af sirus eno Yehudi kol sheti afdi shabir shaych shlich ledvar avera tavera mikol mechum nessa. In other words, you're not allowed to do this maisa, right? So this maisa is also, it's matuav. So if I tell a guy to do it, so I told him to do a maisa that's matuav. So there's a shlichus on the maisa. I can't do this maisa. So if you hold the shlichus for goy lechumra, that means that if it's as if I did the maisa, as if I did the maisa. So then it's aser because the maisa transfers. Because you have the shapir shaych shlich ledvar veda avera mikol mokum nessa. Aval Shabbos the isur malacha ach leman yenuch Yisrael v'chol asher lobo. V'malacha mitzad asmus v'yishlom v'da'ina klal avera. So what does he say? That if I tell somebody to mechal Shabbos, a goy, I tell a goy to do malacha on Shabbos. So what's the status? So I'm not allowed to do the malacha, but he's a goy; he could do it. So is there shlichus? So he says that the iser malacha itself is not a dover metuov, because writing is not a disgusting thing. Writing on Shabbos is metuov, but writing itself, cooking is not a dover metuov. Is not a considered an abomination, but castrating itself is an abomination. Because Lamaisa, if castrating is an abomination, so the abomination was done. So I was the one who orchestrated it. I told the guy to do it. And since this is an abomination, so it transfers back to me, and there's shlichus. But he says, when it comes to Shabbos, v'Shabbos the iser malacha ach leman yenuach Yisrael v'chol asher lo v'malacha b'tzad atzmus yishlom ed eino klal avera. Because the malacha itself isn't intrinsically a. The malacha itself is not an intrinsic dover metuav. V'raya de minatora mutu lahamin kedeira eitzel ha'esh, kodem ha'Shabbos. In other words, you could put raw meat on the fire right before Shabbos, even though it's going to cook into Shabbos. So cooking is happening on Shabbos. But cooking on Shabbos is not considered, it's me cooking on Shabbos, but having something being cooked is not considered abomination. By Shabbos, it's all toloi. Is my body resting or is my body being active? So, Mamela, as long as my body is resting, even though, you see, it's more than what I said before. I said, oh, cooking is mutter during the week. It's not. Even cooking on Shabbos is not considered a toeva if something is getting cooked. But if something is being castrated, even though, so that itself is a toeva. But he's saying, but having something cooked on Shabbos is not a toeva, because as long as I'm not actively involved in the thing, then there's no din iser daraisa of bishul. Right, and because in other words, there are halachas of that midrabanan. You're not supposed to cook. You put something on the fire going into Shabbos, and then it's going to cook into Shabbos because you might come to stoke the coals and different things that you might come to do. But the fact that a raw piece of meat has been cooked on Shabbos is not a toeva. But castration, that itself is a toeva. So memela, even though I'm not doing it, but I'm getting a guy to do it, but yesh lichus la'akum l'chumra, so it's as if I did it. But by Shabbos, there's no such thing as shlichus on Shabbos. Midoraisa. Because on Shabbos, it's all toloi on the body. Is my body being active, or is it not being active? So if I made you a shliach, so midoraisa, there's no wrong, nothing wrong. You want? I made you a shliach. So midor rabbanon, we have many restrictions of amir la'akum. But the Shabbos is all told. But by castration, I'm not doing a thing. I'm telling you to castrate it. But since I'm telling you to do a ma'aseh to'eva, then and yesh lichus lakum l'chumra, so then it's as if I did it. Ha'aveira lo nesa da Yisrael noch. So he says, the minatayra mutar lamid g'deri tzala'esh. V'chein adra, mamtzinu, eina Yehudi sheshovas chayev misa. Right, that's this week's parsha, you see? We know we're on time when we always in sync with the parsha shashavua. Right, the Gemara says, Yom kaitz v'chor v'yom v'layla lo yishbosu. This parsha is noyach. G'goy sheshovas is chayev misa. So fakert, it's not an abomination. Having malacha being done on Shabbos is not intrinsically an abomination. Because fakert, a guy, we want him to do a malacha on Shabbos. We don't want him to be a somebody who's not doing malacha on Shabbos. You know, there was a whole discussion in Yerushalayim many years ago in the time of Rav Shmuel Salant about the famous case with, what was the case? Somebody was converting. I was just had a situation recently where, you know, with conversion of a male, is there are two parts. There's the Mila and the Tefillah. So recently I had some connection with the situation of a Geiris, a Ger Katan. And the Ger Katan is usually today when in different situations, sometimes people can't have children, they adopt. And so a Ger Katan, you have to give him the Mila, L'shem Geiris, and then you have to give him the Tefillah, bring him to the Mikvah in the front of Beis Din, the Mila and the Tefillah. But you can't give him the Tefillah until the Mila is healed, because we're talking about a little kid. We're talking about a 2-year-old, 3-year-old. So recently there was a case where it started before COVID. It started before COVID, and they gave him the Mila, and everything was fine. So they just had to wait till they do the Tefillah. And then COVID started. Oh, God. And then COVID started, and then, you know, once COVID started, everything slowed down. So you had a situation where there was Mila and not Tefillah. So they finally, I guess before what some people want to call this outbreak now, they were able to do the Tefillah when they were Megayer the boy. So the Shaila was, in the time of Shmuel Salant, is, so you do the Mila and then you do the Tefillah. But he's not a Yid. Until what? Until there's the Mila and the Tefillah. Until that Tefillah in front of the Beis Din, he's still a goy. But he's in the process, right? He's in the process of becoming Yid. So the question is, what about the Shabbos or the Shabbosos between the Mila and the Tefillah? Should he dafka mekayim those Shabbosim, or should he dafka mechala those Shabbosim? Because Lamaisa is still a goy. Well, do we say yeah? But he's already in the process of the geiris. In other words, it's a mila l'shem geiris. So maybe he should keep Shabbos at that point. So this is a whole big discussion in the poskim. There was a situation in the time of Shmuel Salant that one rav said no, he should keep Shabbos. The other rav said no, he has to mechal Shabbos. There are 5 minutes left to the buzzer. So they wanted him to be Michal Shabbos right then. So because he's still doch a goy. So you see from this halacha that a goy, we dafka want him to be Michal Shabbos. So you see that being Michal Shabbos is not an abomination. It's for a Jew to be Michal Shabbos. But the concept of Chil Shabbos is not an abomination. Fakir, we want Chil Shabbos to go on. We want goyim, that goyim should do malach on Shabbos. We don't want goyim to keep Shabbos. That's the pasuk in Lo Yishbosu. Chayitz v'chor yom v'layil chor v'choshech Lo Yishbosu. Goy sheshovas is chayiv misa. So we definitely want goyim to. So If Chil Shabbos would be about abomination, then we would never want it to happen. So the answer is, it's not an abomination. If a Yid does it, that's an Isser. But the concept of Chil Shabbos in general, so we're saying, being Misaris, that's an abomination. No matter how who does it. So therefore, if I get a shliach to do it for me, so then I caused an abomination to happen. So I get an Aveira. But if I say to a goy, we're talking about now midaraisa. If I tell a goy to do malacha for me on Shabbos, so midaraisa, it's fine. Because there's no abomination. It's no abomination. Because Shabbos on a deraisa level is all toloi on was there menuchas haguf or was not menuchas haguf. That's the... So if I told him, this guy, do this. Again, midarabanan is still disurim. Don't get me wrong. That's the whole thing we were talking about. It's kablan, it's aris, it's the whole disurim. But midaraisa, it's totally mutter. Minator mutol amigud at any chen adam matzino any yehudi sheshavas chayv mitzah nimtza any yehudi haosa b'shlich Yisrael lo shayach klal yeshlich dvarveir taver lo netzah da Yisrael noch v'kayotzi b'zah matzino gam yeshlich as l'dvar mitzvah lo b'chol yinyin hu. So with certain mitzvahs you can get a shliach to do the mitzvah for you. What's an example? Achveis, hafrashos challah, you can get a Jew to do it. Kiddushin, you can get a Jew to do it for you. You have shlichus. But you can't have a Jew say, I don't feel like putting on tefillin this morning, so you put on tefillin for me. So that doesn't work. That's a mitzvah shebagufo. There's no shlichus by that. I'm sure there's a that's the yisod that on a deraisa level you'll never violate the nisa deraisa by even if you hold yeshlichus la'akam l'chumra. It doesn't work because bottom line is the guf was noch. Okay, so that's the so. So that's why all dinim of shlichus gabi Shabbos are only going to be derabbanan. There's no issur deraisa of shlichus on Shabbos. So that's the yisod of the Beis Meir. Now you take a look in the Chasam Sofer. Tshuva Tezvav. Take a look on page 18. He says, "V'inyan b'zeh," where I put the big arrow there. For example, bris milah. You have to give a bris milah to your son. Right? So most fathers don't give bris milahs to their son. They appoint a shliach to do so.
Chol mitzvah she'ena mutalam guf ha'adam shluchu gemos. Ve'in tzorech la'amor al gabab kal. B'shem hachi,
mitzvah esay shetziva kadosh baruch hu lomo b'no sheikar mitzvah she haben nimo. In other words, the mitzvah is the son is, it's not a mitzvah shebegufo. So the son should be nimo. Mutalav shlucho kemoso. Afilo av tzulas yam. Mitzvah esay shal shchitas kodshim shemutal al gvay shul kodshim nishchotim. Because it's not a mitzvah shebegufo. It's not a mitzvah that you have to do with your own body. It's a mitzvah that the father has to make sure. The way the Tosfos Rid says, it's the father has to make sure that the mitzvah is done. For example, the Tosfos Rid has the kasha that Tosfos kasha. Tosfos has a kasha. The mitzvah of milah is only on the man, not on the woman. Meaning, oso v'lo osa. Meaning to give a milah to the child. So Tosfos has a kasha. Of course, the mitzvah of milah is only in the daytime. So it's a mitzvah says shazman grama. So why do we need a pasuk to tell me that? That the woman is not chayiv to mal hasan. Of course she's not chayiv. It's only in the daytime, so it's mitzvah sasei shan zman grama, so she's potter. So the Tosfos Rid, so Tosfos in Kedushin gives different terutzim. But the Tosfos Rid says, Murdik, he says, because the mitzvah is not the maisa milo. The mitzvah is to make sure the meal is done. So you can hire the moil at night, you can hire, you know, the. So Mimela, it's not a mitzvah shebegufo. It's just a mitzvah to result oriented. But mitzvah shalgufo, gon hanich tefillin, v'likach lulav, yefshar l'shlucho shehanich al yado al atzmo, al lito lulav biyado. V'yotzi rabbi yudecho vasa, zeh yefshar. That's a mitzvah shebegufo. You have to take lulav in your hand. If you appoint somebody to take lulav for you, it doesn't work. Somebody put on tefillin for you, it doesn't work. So he says, "Shum hachla afil manda omar." Top page on page 19 on the right. Afil manda omar yishlichas la'achim la'achmev yishlich devar veira hechad deido bar chiyuva. Mikol mokam muta meratoy sheyasen nochri b'shlichuso. Shein yado shel goy osam lachik yado shel Yisrael. Fize bechol mitzvah satulin b'dibur pe yefshar sheyotzi adam b'shaveru. Came Shane Piv with Kafif. Okay, so that's the story. So then he's going to quote. He's going to quote the Beis Meir. Let me just find it. He's going to quote. Okay, look at the last two lines on page 18 on the left side. Who adin? Who adin b'aveira? On Shvisas Shabbos, a mitzvah shenuch aguf hazar shal yosu yadenu b'lacha. Mishum hachi, top line, right side, page 19. Mishum hachi afil manama yishlichus la'akum la'achmir, yishlichu v'aveir hecha de'enu b'chiyu, mikol mochum mitum minator shiyasin nochi b'shlichusam. Shein yado shel goy ha'osem melacha ki yado Yisrael. And then Rav Shechter points out his base mayor, but I think he quotes it. So he says, when it comes to Shabbos, even if you hold your shlichus la'akum la'achmer, you can midaraisa, you can tell a goy to do melacha for you. Because he's not you. And if the mitzvah is, and since the Torah says, Laman Yanuach, Laman Yanuach. It was so that's a physical thing. Were you nach or you were not nach? Did you do an action or you didn't do an action? So if you didn't do an action, even if there's shlichus, even if you want to say there could be shlichus, but Shabbos is talking about Laman Yanuach, and he says because Shabbos is not toloi on whether a malach is being done. Shabbos is toloi on whether a Jew is doing an action. Shabbos is not toloi on whether a malach is being done. By Sirus, it's toloi that Sirus is happening in the world. So we're anti-Sirus happening in the world. So therefore, if a guy is going to do it, so then it's like you did it. But if a guy is going to do malach on Shabbos, midoraisa is fine. Again, this is all midoraisa. Midrabanan is still going to be osur. That's all the discussions that we have over here. So he says there are three categories on page 19, on the right. First word in line is Gufo Shalzeh. He says, Nimtza Yeshua Gimel Min Mitzah Mutelis Al Gufo Lo Shaykh Shliach Klal. If something you have to do with your body, like Lulav, like Tfilin, there's no shlichus. Shloim de gufo, but if it doesn't have to do with your body, I feel shalom before v'yotze yidei chavaso. So if it doesn't have to do with your body, for example, hafrashas truma, I don't have to do hafrashas truma with my hand. As long as hafrashas truma is done. So that mitzvah you can have a shliach do, but it's not a mitzvah of begufo. And then a mitzvah is tluya b'dibor, so then we have another halacha of shomea ka'ona. That if somebody makes kiddush for everybody, then so you yotze. Then he says, nimtza l'fizeh amiras hagada b'lel pesach. You know, the old days, it's mashma in the Gemara, that one person would say the hagada for the whole family. That's why the verse says, "Man Omer Haggadah Bei Rav Sheshes." Well, who said the Haggadah in Rav Sheshes' home? What do you mean, who said the Haggadah? I thought everyone said it. You know, and in some of the more modern circles, they go around the table, they take turns, right? You say the Chacham, you say the, you know, right? I'm sure you've seen that. But the Maisa, really one person could say, and the minute today is everyone mumbles along. But really, the old minhag in the time of the Gemara was one person said the Haggadah for everybody. So he says, Nimso l'fiza amiris Haggadah b'lel Pesach, the nafka mivigarta l'mincha, shetzorach amira b'peh, eino yotzi dechova ela b'shomea mibar chiyuva. You see, there's a mitzvah of to say the Haggadah, then there's a mitzvah every day, Lamat Tizkor, Yom Tzeis Chomeres Mitzrayim. So that is, doesn't need Amir Bepeh Min HaTorah, and therefore that, so that's different, that you could appoint, someone could do it for you. Okay, that's the story. Okay, so that's a big yisod in when you say shlichus and when you don't. It's mitzvah shabagufo, and that means you don't say shlichus. And how do you tell? Because certain mitzvahs are tolle in your action, and certain mitzvahs are just result-oriented. If it's result-oriented, then as long as someone did it for you, it can be okay. But we don't say, we only say shlichas la'akum l'chumra, not l'kula. So you can't have a goy be a shlich for you, even though mila might also be result oriented. But you still can't get a goy to do bris mila for you, because it's only a shlichas la'akum l'chumra. If you're castrating, then we'll view it as if you castrated. Okay, so that's so. And as Rav Shechter pointed out, this Chasam Sofer works along the lines of the Beis Meir, and that's another discussion of what's called Mitzvah Shebegufa, what's not called Mitzvah Shebegufa. Okay, so that's what I wanted you to see today. I wanted you to see the Beis Meir and the Chasam Sofer. This is a big yisod in the halachas of shlichas. When we say shlichas, when we don't say shlichas, etc. The difference between what type of mitzvah is it? There are different types of mitzvahs. There are different types of aveiros. Some aveiros is Hashem doesn't want the action to be taken. Sometimes all means Hashem doesn't want the result. So he's saying that if somehow the animal could castrate by itself, you could just, you know, say castrate and it castrates by itself. So it's not so much the action, it's just the result. So then, even though I'm not doing it, I'm getting a guy to do it, it still could be a problem. Okay, Rabosai. Okay. So, Bez Hashem, we're going to do one more packet of Bez Hashem in the weekday shiur. And then, when we finish that packet, we're going to start Chazara. Okay, and then we have a little bechina afterwards, but don't worry. There's nothing to be... If you're new in the shiur, don't worry. It's not the bechina is not any hard at all. It's just to give you an organized way of doing chazara. That's all my... Yeah, an organized way of doing chazara. And you could ask the people in the shiur in the past. They'll corroborate on what I'm telling you. Okay? Okay, Rav Ezra Hagler, good morning. Rav Yonah Moisey, Nathan Bauer, Jacob Silberger, Rav Moshe Carroll, Rav Avram Levitt, Rowie Hertzfeld, Yosef Katan, Rav Aberman, Shlomo Garfinkel.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Rav Yitzchak Carroll, Rav Yehuda Shutris, Dr. Lenny Presby, and Rav Meir Kesselman was here before, and Avram Levitt, etc.
Good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning. Okay.
So what's the story in the end? Like, if someone wants to buy a dog, how do you get the dog neutered?
Yeah.